It is the Critic, 20th year anniversary of 9/11, so Tripping with the Critic in New York City today, actually in Brooklyn. Going to be hanging out here all day long. We'll bring you some updates throughout the afternoon, but it is an absolutely glorious day. It is sunny, going to be in the mid to upper 70s, so a lot of events going on here in New York, a lot of events going on all around the country. We'll keep checking in throughout the morning and the afternoon, but it is Tripping with the Critic in New York City, 20th anniversary of 9/11 on 105.5 The Bridge. It is Tripping with the Critic in New York City, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I have actually been hanging out in a very cool place called Sunday in Brooklyn, having brunch and getting ready for some beverages. So I got a good base of food. And Michaela behind the bar, where are you originally from?
Orlando, Florida.
And you have some relatives where?
In Charleston and in Sumter, South Carolina.
You need to come down to Charleston.
I would love that. I miss my family over there.
All right. Well, we'll definitely do that. Come when it starts getting cold here in Brooklyn, which should be very soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Such nice people. And, of course, many events going on in the city and all around the country for this 20th anniversary. We'll go to a couple of more spots here in Brooklyn and keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Tripping with the Critic in New York City, 20th anniversary of 9/11 on 105.5 The Bridge. We've moved a few streets up, and we are now at the great Brooklyn Brewery. Oh, I've done Critics Beers of the Month in Charleston from Brooklyn Brewery, so I had to come here, and the place is awesome. And there are so many cool spots here in Williamsburg. But we're going to do a couple of breaks here at Brooklyn Brewery, have some bevs, have some food, and talk to the people here as we remember the events of 9/11. Everyone in a good mood here, though. There's lots of different events going on, but the weather is absolutely beautiful. People are happy, and it is a good day in Brooklyn. It's a good day at the Brooklyn Brewery. 105.5 The Bridge with Kings of Leon and Super Soaker. It is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, so I decided to come back to my hometown, New York City. And we are hanging out in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Brewery. I have always had many of their beers and have enjoyed them, but this is my first time actually in the brewery. And we are joined by the very knowledgeable Mary Austin. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's good to be with you today.
So much selection here at Brooklyn Brewery.
Yes, we've got a ton of stuff on, and we are starting to release some of our fall flavored beers.
And how has everybody been doing on this 20th year anniversary of 9/11?
Everybody seems to be in good spirits as we remember those who have survived and those who we've lost.
And you could not ask for better weather.
Oh no, fall is in the air. It's been beautiful this past couple of weeks.
It's going to get too cold for me soon. That's why I moved to the south. I've been gone from New York since 1992. The second it drops below 60, I start freezing.
I am originally from Virginia Beach, Virginia, okay. So I couldn't agree with you more.
Come back south to the beautiful south and the warm weather.
Yes, I would love to be down there soaking up the sun and sitting by the water.
But we have Brooklyn beers to get to all afternoon.
Yes, we will be here with you all day, giving you the freshest beer around.
Thank you very much. It is Tripping with the Critic in Brooklyn. We are still hanging out at the awesome Brooklyn Brewery in Williamsburg. And I am hanging out with...
Fometta.
And where are you from?
I am from Cincinnati, but I went to the University of South Carolina. Go Cocks.
You are a Gamecock.
I am a Gamecock, yes.
It's amazing here that we're in Brooklyn. The first person I met had family in Charleston. Mary Austin's from Virginia. And you are a South Carolina Gamecock.
I am a Gamecock.
But you were giving me the update. Are they losing to East Carolina right now?
They are. It's still early. We're down 14-7 as of now. But it looked like the Gamecocks were driving. So hopefully we can pick up the momentum we had from last week. We had a great offensive showing. Really excited to kind of see this new regime with Coach Beamer. And returning to the glory days when I was at South Carolina.
Lou Holtz or Steve Spurrier?
It was Steve Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier, yes.
It was one of my fondest memories. But like we were beating up on Clemson a lot.
Four in a row, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It was the most recent glory days, of course. You know, Jadeveon Clowney, Connor Shaw,
yes.
Lattimore, Gilmore. I mean, literally, gosh, there's so many people on defense, the defensive line,
yep.
linebackers, Melvin Ingram. Yeah, we had a great team
yeah.
and some really quality players. So I'm really looking forward to South Carolina returning to form that I know they can be. So,
but now you are living in Brooklyn or you just moved here?
I just moved here as of Sunday. So I am fresh. Just got a new job and so excited to be in New York and see what New York has to offer.
That is very cool. And today it's beautiful. The 20th anniversary
yeah.
of 9/11 and the weather is gorgeous.
Yeah, I actually was just listening to the Daily podcast this morning.
Yeah.
I forget who it was, but he gave an opinion piece around Never Forget and what
yeah.
that means. Was actually just reading an article by The Undefeated for ESPN around kind of the African-American plight. And when the Time magazine did the initial faces of
yeah.
individuals we unfortunately lost, how the Black experience was missed through that. So I think, like you said, the anniversary
yeah.
gives us a lot of time to reflect. I think I was in 7th grade when it happened, and I just remember the feelings of uncertainty. And now that we've gotten older, it's only, of course, it's so apropos that I just moved to New York. The energy, you know, you see what's going on in the city, and so it's been great to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Brooklyn Brewery, you having a
yeah.
good time? How's
yeah.
the beer?
The beer's great, of course. I just wanted to come and just sit, hang out. I'm from Cincinnati, so we have a huge brewery scene, so
yeah.
I was excited to come check out Brooklyn Brewery.
Plus, you're putting us on Instagram, too.
I'm on Instagram as well, so
what
yeah.
is that address? Oh, all right. No, don't worry. That's fine. But Brooklyn Brewery,
yeah.
Brooklyn, Williamsburg, 9/11.
Yeah.
Everyone seems happy, though. We're kind of celebrating, remembering, and having a good time
yeah.
on this beautiful day. It is Trippin' with the Critic in Brooklyn on 105.5 The Bridge.
See ya.
Yes, we have closed things out at Mabel Smokehouse, right down the block from Brooklyn Brewery. What a day it has been. And great food here. New York City has some great barbecue, and Mabel Smokehouse, definitely a fun place to go to. But I gotta head back to the airport, and I got this round trip ticket for like $60. Oh, Mabel Smokehouse, come here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, we appreciate you.
20th anniversary of 9/11, Tripping with the Critic. Brooklyn, New York City on 105.5 The Bridge.